We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today with our USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams over up in Riley County, and Blue Valley Superintendent USD 384 John Cox, talking about some different things going on in both districts. So we'll go back to Cliff here, and you had on your list of items you want to talk about, a new grant. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, we kind of had a pleasant surprise. The USDA came out and recognized that all of us are experiencing some supply chain challenges. And so it's caused us to have some increase in costs. And so they responded by giving us a base grant of $5,000 and then matched that with some enrollment figures that tied in an additional $11,555 for a grand total of $16,555. So that was a pleasant surprise. It'll be able to help us this year and through September of 2023. So we were very appreciative to receive that.
And you said that was from who was it?
From the USDA.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you said. Well, that's wonderful. A good opportunity there. And anytime you get any surprises like that, that's always a welcome, because I know how tough it is staying within your budgets and such.
Oh, definitely. You know, as we see these rising fuel costs, you know, it's tough to deal with that right in the middle of the year. And especially you have so many things going on in the spring that, you know, your kids are busy and you want those good experiences for them. And so it's nice to have a positive surprise like that.
Sure. Some summer projects will be on the horizon here soon as well, I understand.
Yes. In the February board meeting, the Board of Education approved that as we're getting prepared for summer, because it'll sure be here before we know it. A couple things that they'll be fixing due to the December 15th windstorm. We had damage to our scoreboard and to our track. So we'll be fixing those, replacing our softball batting cages. It really knocked it down. We had some shingle damage at central office. We happen to have a $25,000 deductible, and so a little bit cheaper for us to try to fix some of those stuff through capital outlay dollars. We'll also be purchasing some performance uniforms on a rotation cycle. The VOAG shop will be getting some new equipment to the tune of about $27,000, some classroom furniture, a wrestling mat, some maintenance. We had a new gator that we needed to purchase. And we'll be finishing replacing some door locks and keys. We'll also be renewing our preventive maintenance contract for our HVAC equipment. So important to be able to do that. And in the end, that all came up to about $87,000. It'll come out of capital outlay. The district's already spent about $316,000 out of capital outlay to repair and maintain, you know, various equipment in the buildings. And so it's been a good year, and I look forward to getting all those projects done. And then the last project out of the bond, the board just accepted bids to replace the asphalt parking lots and circle drive around the high school. We got two bids, and the lowest bid came in around $1 million for Colde Construction. And so we'll use that to replace that area with concrete. So we're hoping to get 50 to 70 years out of that. So that will really reduce our annual maintenance in that area. And so we look forward to that project starting up towards the end of May and be finished by the 1st of August.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. A lot of projects, and that'll be a nice upgrade there with the paving. John, do you have any projects you're looking ahead to?
Well, our project list isn't quite as extensive as Cliff's. We're mainly focusing on our facilities, making sure that everything is up to speed, making sure that the grounds are looking well. We were fortunate that windstorm, we had minimal damage, and you know, we're up here on a hill, and so we were expecting some, but at this point, we've been very fortunate. We've had inspectors come out and look, and you know, haven't had any damage. We'll start looking at replacing some windows The overhead windows at our elementary school. They've been in there for quite a while, and they're kind of glazed over. And it's been a project that I've been aware of for the last year and a half, but we're going to start looking at that to get more light into our cafeteria at the elementary school.
All right. Well, I know that staffing continues to be a concern for a lot of places, and I'm sure schools are no different. The challenges continue. I understand there are a few positions you still need to lock down here before too long.
We do. Blue Valley and Raleigh County Schools are good partners, and we share a Spanish teacher. And we lost that partnership there, and we've been advertising for about a month. And right now, we've had no takers. I know across the state, I believe there's 17 Spanish openings right now. And so the competition is steep to fill that position. At Raleigh County, we also have a high school business opening, and we are looking for a first grade teacher at the grade school, as well as a grade school counselor. And so if you know some good people and they can send them our way, we'd appreciate it, because it is a tough market out there, and we'll continue to work hard to try and bring in the best people we can. And last but not least, we also need an opening at central office field. We have an accounts payable slash board clerk. So if they'd like to apply for that, they can go to our website for all those openings.
Yeah, and for Blue Valley, you know, having that partnership really is beneficial for us, helps split the cost and provides services to both districts, and also provides a person with a full-time position as opposed to a half-time, which might be easier to fill. We also have a middle school ELA position available, and our ag ed program, which is a phenomenal program, is available because of the promotion of our ag ed teacher for next year to the high school principal. And so we're really looking forward to that and planning towards filling his shoes with somebody who can do just as well as Anthony can. Nobody can fill his shoes because he does such a great job. We're just hoping to find somebody that can take what is there and continue doing the great work and do it on their own style.
All right. Well, I might just ask you guys for a comment here. This doesn't necessarily involve the school district, but it does affect the area. It was announced last week that the Raleigh County Commission is going to move forward with a new ambulance station up there in the North County. And I just wanted to see if I could get your guys' thoughts on what that's going to mean for your area, since that will impact both Raleigh and Randolph.
We're very excited about that opportunity, and thankful that the commission values that as well. We, unfortunately, with many events that we have, from kids playing on the playground to athletic events, with the many guests that both of us have, we have, you know, it's really a family affair. So you get all ages, and as our staffs get a little older as well, we have some medical needs there sometimes. We even have, you know, like kids that maybe get a seizure. And so having that presence right in our backyard, I think is only going to improve the quality that we have here for our students and our staff. So thank you to the commission.
And I concur with Cliff. You know, thank you, commissioners, for looking at it as a whole picture and providing those resources for us. You know, it will be a blessing for us to have that ambulance service up here.
All right. Good deal. Well, I know everyone's excited about that up in the North County. So congratulations on getting that done here last week. That was a big news item. So Cliff, John, thank you very much for being part of the show again. And we'll talk again next month.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, that'll wrap up the first half of our program. Stay tuned, and Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.